Welcome to today's Time with Abba Depression Hour Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 13, Monday, day 213. Today's topic, the Lord's roll call. You say pleasant. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments. And for all those people. Confession and repentance. We use subject shifting devotion method. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 87 verses 1 to 7, Nehemiah chapter 5 verse 14 to chapter 7 verse 60. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 13. Proverbs 21, verses 8 to 10. Now, pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. And I took pictures of those pages that I copied the Bible today for your reference. My sharing. The topic I received from Jesus is the Lord's roll call. You say pleasant. Today the Lord invited me to replace the name of His city, the holy mountain Zion, city of God, to be the name of our church, REC, which means Emmanuel Church, and try to do that. Yeah. Replace it with the name of your church. When I did that, I have a very warm and strong feeling of how God so wants to let His promise in today's time happen to all His churches on earth. Actually, I think most Christians do not have a chance to go to Jerusalem. And even if we have the opportunity, we won't be able to go there too many times. It is a teaching and promise to the Israelites of how important the city of God is and how God prepares the temple for them to worship Him. For us as Christians, it means our going to our church to worship Him in the church weekly and perhaps for some of us daily. The message I received this morning is that when we do so weekly or daily, it will be a kind of roll call by the Lord, just like a primary school or high school teacher has the roll call and we need to say, pleasant. God says to me each day when I go in the gate of REC to copy the Bible. Listen to his voice and worship him. And my entering into the gate, the front door of REC, is like I hear God's word called Silas in, and I say daily pleasant. The most interesting thing happened last night was that I attend Pui Ching Middle School, the school I had my kindergarten, primary school, and high school. That's an international alumni convention. I found out from a classmate that there's a list of the names of my class when I was in grade 8. And I found out Reverend Dr. Peter Ho's name is number 9 in my class. And I'm number 3. Yeah. Peter is one of the most respected pastors in Hong Kong, having a vibrant church of 6,000 people weekly. And we work together for the gospel the past many years. I sent him a message and he replied in less than 5 minutes. He said, "Really?" Yeah. Also, I had the honor to have the principal of Pui Ching Middle School, Mr. Y.Y. Tam, to join a Sunday 11 a.m. service. And later in the evening, in the dinner, I have the honor to know the new principal, Mr. L.K. Ho. Because Mr. Tam is going to retire at the end of this month. Yeah, you can see pictures in my blog. That may be a coincidence or it may be a confirmation of how the Lord reminds us of the importance of today's Psalm and Nehemiah. It's all about our names in His register of His people. So many names in today's Nehemiah. Today's 1 Corinthians of whoever loves God is known by God. Now, that's from 1 Corinthians. Chapter 8, verse 3. Yeah, this verse also gives us a related message that God so loves us to come to His temple to worship Him so that we know and love Him more and He knows and loves us more. Are you being alerted to God's daily roll call now? Well, if you can't go to your church to worship Him like most people in this world, that's the core of your daily devotion. Even though going to your church to praise and worship daily is really the best, according to today's three passages. So, are you ready to say pleasant? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to know that we have to take prompt action to be in your temple daily, and so that we can love you more and know you more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how do you understand the significance of your being close to the Lord in His temple? Number two, what is your next step to achieve that? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.